Stop 12, Reverence for Landscapes, Earl Biss and James Lavador. Framed by the burnt orange wall of a dramatic western sunset, the five-panel painting that documents a flaming mountainside in Sunflower by James Lavador is paired with Charging Through a Rainbow Storm by Earl Biss. The constant force of nature's transformational power sweeps across both image planes. Painting with multiple layers, Lavador builds transparent tonal striations of a distinct mountainside to mimic the geological forms he studies. In contrast, Biss's expressive portrayals of Absaluk Nation, commonly known as Crow, Horsemen, rush through an unknown misty field of a colorful, dreamlike storm. They are rendered in quick, striking brushstrokes that veil identifying details of a precise narrative. Sunflower's five glowing mountainous perspectives are situated as if they were the dark center disc and four petals of a flower. Lavador beautifully captures the sooty smudge of burning landscape and white haze of smoky dissipation that carries over to the four other scenes. With a bright crimson blazing fire at the foot of the mountain as a focal view, the hazy glow of an orange sunset sticks to the canvas like the glowing gold of a sunflower. Through slow and labor-intensive processes Lavador undertakes in his daily painting practice, paint becomes a vehicle to mimic the gradual layering and subsequent erosion of the landscapes he captures. Using translucent glazes, he exposes hints of each preceding layer and vestige of color, creating tremendous depth and luminosity with each stroke. Both artists work from a perspective of reverence and communion with nature. Being an avid hiker and growing up in the Blue Mountains on the Umatilla Indian Reservation of Northwest Oregon, where he still resides, Lavador's paintings reflect his deep connection to this geography. Similarly, Biss, a member of the Absaluk Nation, grew up between his grandmother's home on the Crow Reservation in Montana and his father's home on the Yakima Reservation in Washington. During Earl Biss's time in the Great Plains, he learned tribal history from his grandmother and elders, roamed the sweeping landscapes, and found inspirations for his work. Contemporaries of each other, Biss and Lavador, are both responsible for promoting and fostering new movements and representations of North American indigenous contemporary art within their communities through teaching, promotion, and prolific dedication to their practices. Largely self-trained as a painter, Lavador drew his early inspiration from a wide variety of sources, from romanticist painters such as Turner to more kinetic processes, such as those exemplified by Chinese ink painters. Lavador is co-founder of Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts, CSIA, in Pendleton, Oregon. As pivotal contributor to contemporary Native American art, Biss was highly revered by his nation for his commitment to honoring Absaluk culture and life in his art. In the 1960s, he was a central figure in the miracle generation of students at the Institute of American Indian Arts. While Western art was focused on cowboys and landscapes, and indigenous art was often stylized, linear, and depictive, Biss found inspiration in Fauvism, Impressionism, Expressionism, and other modernist movements, catalyzing his cohort into a new genre known today as contemporary Southwestern art. An extremely prolific artist, he created thousands of paintings and drawings in his lifetime.